Give me a second.
It's not that you were waiting to start the meeting when the host.
I'm joined.
Don't get it.
We just got a new update.
There's a couple minutes before you got here.
I am here.
There you are.
Gosh.
You seem to be on the border.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be. And we're recording right now. We're streaming.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like literally just, sorry, yeah, there's like.
I got the one from four.
Yes, that, no, there was a whole other one. Yeah, we couldn't get it to. Now I can't figure out how to get it.
So I wanted to join this.
It would be fun for.
Yeah.
So you just need to take the little thing on the left and make it.
And it's a whole, it's a nice one.
So you guys can go ahead. It's just that we can see here. I gotta get this figured out how to.
And then sort of sitting there. So chair.
Okay.
Very good.
I think so.
Okay, so call the order. I'm John Lindman from the Hidden Springs area.
I'm Diana Lavery from the Tanner Rest area.
Live and in person. Live and in person. It's great to see you.
You're not muted.
Last week, yeah, or whatever, last week, yeah. Low audio problem. Anyway.
Okay, and you're a guest?
And I'm a guest. David Dodds, representing the Robin Association.
Okay, your turn. Who are you?
The day I've had. No idea.
Okay.
Just need your name then.
Okay.
Stay standing.
This is an unknown, but that's all.
I tell you, my mother, Bob Dylan said.
I'm Karen Kellogg.
Todd Olson, Barrington Heights.
I'm Vicki Handy, Parks Board, and I'm from Willamette neighborhood.
Megan Big John Staff.
Everybody got a copy of the agenda or seen it?
Yes.
Looks okay to me. Everybody else okay with it?
Yep.
All those in favor? You're good. Don't we know from last time we were here? Other than those, those were okay.
I wasn't.
You myself.
Something out of the motion to pass.
I'll second.
Okay, on the favor?
Aye.
Okay.
All right. Do we have any community comments?
We do, but I don't have anybody on the screen currently. I've emailed the person who said they were gonna be here. Here, so I'm double checking. We may need to bring them in a little bit later if they do show up.
Okay, that's fine.
And we have to get a link.
Community comments tonight?
Can we introduce myself if you want that? Because of the way the meeting is scheduled, the Robin Wood Neighborhood Association is gonna have its meeting on next Tuesday. So I work two parks towards meetings again before I see them, so I haven't been able to report back to them or get anything from them. Other than that, just I'll reiterate what I said last time. I was at the Neighborhood Association. They were going over their boards and committees, some of which have become inactive. And so they mentioned that in the past years, they've had people, they do have a standing committee as somebody from the Neighborhood Association to be a liaison to the Parks Board. But it's, nobody's done it for a while. And that's where, perhaps against my better judgment, I raised my hand. And so then looked at the schedule and immediately saw that I had to go to a meeting 2 days later in September. And so went. And I got to meet all you fine people.
Right.
Cool. And other than that, here I am.
All right, well, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
City Council, what comments?
Without our city council member, unless you have something to share.
I do not.
Okay.
I think you're up, Chief.
All right. I don't have permission to share screen, so I did bring hard copy of City Council priorities for advisory board. We received that from, you have to have that one out. There you go. We all have, okay. So after our meeting last month, I took the priorities that were listed. We had a couple discussion points. We edited just a couple for clarity with Counselor Cummings' input. The description can't, so the first two columns come directly from City Council. And then I tried to go through my notes and just put into the columns the 2025 section or work in progress. And I tried to make a little synopsis of where the Parks Board kind of stands on these particular priorities as a first draft. All of this, like I said, was just taken from my notes from all of our meetings. And then some of the things that we had talked about, or I overheard our Parks Director mention from time to time, I went ahead and just dropped those into need to consider 2026. What I'd like to do is go through this, and I don't necessarily need us all to do wordsmith line by line, but I would like to get go each priority and get your feedback on what you think. I do have the document up live so I can make edits as we go, so that this reflects all of us. Clearly there's some areas that I didn't have a lot, and so Megan, you absolutely have.
I'm so sorry.
No, you absolutely have no responsibility here other than
to be able to help out.
Whatever is in your brain that you would dump in here to add.
Yes.
Just say the word and
okay.
We'll add it.
Thank you very much. I'm trying to get Tom in, so that's why I'm struggling. So working for that right now.
Okay.
I apologize. I've been seeing my right arm.
It's really
a couple days of a conference really threw you off.
So I don't run the meetings, so I've already been back.
So just to start, overall, if you look at this document, does it make sense, the format and the structure? Would that work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, this is only meant as a first draft. It will not offend me at all, because this really doesn't capture it. That's why I have my computer open. All right. So the first priority on the list that was provided to us was the indoor recreation, and we added / community gathering centers.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I took a stab at a general position. Maybe you could take a moment to just read that and ask yourself, does this really reflect what you've said?
Well, I think it does. And I think this whole section is, okay, we're probably not ever getting the community center, or maybe someday we will. So what's the next best thing?
You know, right.
Community gatherings.
Yeah, and is considering alternative options, creation and community gap.
I mean, it's pretty obvious that we're not going to build something.
Well, it would be nice.
It's no money. Yeah,
it's too expensive. Considering the things that they have to pay for in the city already that they don't have. It's too expensive for us to do that.
So,
the bottom line is that the idea of a educational center, something that's nice, but I wouldn't spend a lot of time through that way.
Right. I tried to get the word to know that it's like, yeah, we know we need it. We feel strongly that we need it. We absolutely need it. And we're following the community mandate that there's no money for it. Therefore, we're considering alternative options for shelter and recreation and community gathering. You know, I tried to pull the two elements out of what was expressed in the master plan. But it isn't just a community center. Sheltered recreation and community gap.
So just on this side, when I mentioned this concept to a few people, every single one of them said, why do we need an additional shelter? We have shelters at Hammerly and
For this?
Yeah.
Well, it's not just a shelter, the idea. It would be large and it'd be like almost a covered plaza. So Hammerly is
with
a
nice shelter.
Okay. So Hammerly, so where you would be able to have a large flex space, so much bigger, more of an entertainment plaza area that's covered.
Interesting.
Okay. Or maybe with removable, you know, removable walls.
There's
okay.
All
right. Well, that link worked. Thank you.
Sorry, Megan's new at operating this today. Solo without Tara. Thank you, Chris.
All right.
Chris, can you introduce yourself real fast for the recording?
Yeah, Chris Owens from Robin Wood, and I've been on PRAB for about 5 years now.
Okay. And we are on agenda item number 4 with the Community Council priorities for Parks and Rec Advisory Board analysis. And I just kind of talked through what this document is meant to be. And I'm just asking, we're on number 1. Does this capture our general position? And then what do we need to consider going into 2026? All right.
So the other thing I was going to say is thank you for all the work you did on this.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah. Thanks for doing that.
And then I have a question to follow up, Stacey. Is it going to be, is the vision to be something more like Foothills Park in LO?
So,
or even larger?
So this is only a brainchild that hasn't gone out to the rest of the community yet. So the thought was, if you take where the rec center is, Foothills, no. And Foothills like doesn't have a covered area like a barge. There's places in Kaiser has a location where if you think of, maybe think of the size of our footprint of our building of just the floor and having a tall covered area where we can host our pollinator fair if we wanted to festival. Okay. We can have an open air market. We can have picnic tables and benches and there are kids who just hang out. An example of, I don't know if anybody's been to that, you have the Happy Valley or Tual or Troutdale food cart. Think about large, it's just an open yeah, okay. Covered space, okay, that's flex. Ben is doing, Ben is actually doing roller skating inside of theirs. So if you think about what we could do there, we could have a dance there. Could that be, could our stage be pointing out towards the grass on one end of it, right? So it's a covered area, but the, you know, our, that could be our hub, our stage potentially. Restrooms there, you know, parking lot improved, but this has not ever gone out to the public. This is just things that we're talking about. Really,
well, brainstorming.
That's why it says need to consider in 2026, based on what you said.
Yeah,
filtering options for year-round recreation programming.
Yes,
and we don't. I mean, we need to come up with a vision of what that means. That's why it's need to consider. And then the community gathering options.
That's the National Parks Master Plan. Both of those items are. And so it's interesting that they're both there. So we're seeing that one is probably more feasible in a sooner time frame than the other.
Okay.
That's my thought.
Yeah. And I can't remember what we put both in.
Yeah. Well, because actually council did originally, because their original goal was the rec center.
Right.
And they've all even agreed that it would be better just if you consider a community gathering space, what could that look like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
then it's such infrastructure.
I don't know if we need to put this in here, but there have been a couple of times in our meetings where the buildings that we have agreements with other groups to manage, there was some confusion around can we program in there? What does that look like? How does that work?
Yeah.
And I just put, let's review and review and confirmation of programming agreements with city buildings, like Robin Wood, Adult Community Center, Old City Hall. Mm-hmm. Just so we understand, if someone then were to ask me, well, why aren't we programming in XYZ? I really don't know.
I think you could take ACC out of there because that is actually our building. So we don't have, nobody else is leasing it from us. So we have full programming rights in that building.
Okay.
How about the other
fire hall?
That's our building as well. Okay. Yeah. So we fully program that. The other two, we'd have to have permission or reserve.
Okay. And I mean, it's just a quick, let's just inform ourselves, not through.
These are things I can send you.
Yeah. Just an easy, let's, I don't know. And if it doesn't matter, I can take that.
Yeah.
But none of those places really work for us as a recreation.
They were gathering place. They can be, we could program out of this. Like they wouldn't be a rec center, but we could program out of them. I could hold classes.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I can see if I can talk to the, can we reserve and do a lecture series at the top at Robin Wood? Can we do a PD class or a yoga class or that wouldn't, you know, whatever would not compromise their programming currently, but how could we potentially, if they have a dead time, how can we optimize it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're right, it would not be rec.
And I went all through my notes. I don't think we've really done anything around this no. year. I mean, what's the,
I don't know anything either.
So, okay.
Quick question. The priorities, what's the time? I mean, is this like 2 years, within the next 2 years? I mean, you have this year and next year, which is great, but they're looking for something sooner than that?
So this is where it's a little open-ended. So what I have explained to my other commission is that this was the start for parks or for council to give an idea of guidance. What is the tangible results? Tom made it in. What is the tangible result of that? It's not like we have to make the check mark that we've done this. What would we do? What would you either advise us as a department? What would we think of it could be? Like, it's a strategy to do a survey to find out what, I'm just speaking stuff on flat. Yeah. A strategy to figure out how we move forward on this to get the outreach for people. Like, that could be kind of, what is the plan to be able to figure out what those locations are? You know, so I think that's what I'm trying to figure out. That's why I think Vicki has like kind of that blank in there, trying to figure out how we move forward in council, they just had that work session on Wednesday. I think we're going to find out more as they go through figuring out their buckets of funding. Yep. So it's kind of almost like a little bit of a pause for a moment so we can get a little bit more direction because I don't have a clear direction yet.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Yeah.
And I was thinking of that out loud as I was talking to you all.
We're probably a couple steps ahead.
I think so too, right? So there's more of me just finding information and sharing with you as I get more direction on where to go.
But I mean, this is basic planning stuff.
Sure.
It's not,
And from even a smaller scale, even when it comes down to park spaces and planning, it's like we haven't activated workout locations like at our parks. We're not doing yoga in the park. We're not doing, so if you consider, those are just activating our current spaces for the community. I did want to ask, and I know we've started, but I got Tom in who wanted to give some testimony. I hate to pause this, but we just started. Would you guys be okay? So he was supposed to be here at the morning in 3 minutes. So I'm going to get Tom. Are you here? Can you hear us? Tom?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. Let me mute myself. I think I'm like, okay, are you there? Okay, we can hear you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
I don't have a video component on my desktop, so
we can hear you really good. So if you want to go ahead, and I'm just I was going to set the Jonathan 10 minutes.
Excuse me, we want to be able to hear.
So Tom, go. I'll let you.
Hi, Tom. Welcome to Parks and Rec Advisory Board. This is Vicki Handy, co-chair. And I understand that you have a community comment to share with us today.
Well, I've sent you everything that I have, and you can read that, and you can ask me questions about what I've written. I'm putting it out on Nextdoor. I think it's a tragedy that we spend so much money on useless projects. You know, we can talk about the Premier Fitness Court, $155,000, and used by maybe a handful of people each month. We can talk about the community project, which community recreation project that you spend $350,000 plus, and you don't even have a valid QR code in the calling card that you that I picked up at the city desk. I mean, these guys are, you know, at best, you know, incompetent. I don't know how or who manages these projects, but, you know, ultimately, it's John Williams. He's the buck stops with him. And, you know, you've probably seen a lot of my emails relative to my desire for him to step down. And I volunteered to serve in his place for $1 a year. He makes $250,000 a year, and I'm willing to serve for $1. And we'll get these projects that the Parks Department is sitting on underway. I'd like to see the glyphosates issue resolved. I don't know where we are on that. I emailed Rika this morning, and I guess she couldn't make it. I don't know. But, you know, it's sad that we're sitting on a project while people are contracting cancer, like myself. And yet there's no concern. There's no desire to get this project underway. I talked with Mary, and she said she would back the project. So I don't know who's going to push this to the city council, but let's do it. And let's at least get one park, namely Tanner Creek, free of glyphosates. She's worked with many cities bigger than ours and successfully moved toward a glyphosate-free environment. And there's just no excuse for what's happening. Spending money as though it's water and not attending to, I mean, you're responsible for the safety of the attendees in all these parks. You have these shows and, you know, these people are sitting on, I sent you a picture of a warning. If people knew that they were sitting on possible glyphosate, you know, I realize you don't spray the ground there, and but wind does have a tendency to take glyphosate anyway, anywhere, you know, it's just...
I'm sorry, Tom. We've come to the limit of the time allotment, and I want to thank you for your continued involvement and engagement. I will say I did read your email today, as I always try to read emails that come my way, and I know I did my own research. I appreciate your input on everything. I believe, Megan, correct me if I'm wrong, that Westland does have am I saying this right, an integrated pest management program?
So currently we follow Portland's, but we are in the process of, we'll be working on ours over the winter time is what my goal is right now. I have been in touch with Rike to talk with her as well as others, Xerces as well. And we'll be looking to see how we can, again, IPM is to reduce your use and be able to do best cultural practices. And that's what we'll be striving to do, as other cities have done.
Well, Mary said that she would, in fact, sponsor this before the council. So let's get it to the council level so we can get some action on this.
Well, as you know, as an advisory board, it's always our responsibility to do our own due diligence and make sure that we are working with facts regarding our Parks and Rec programs before we provide an advisory to City Council. But I want you to know that your words and advice have been heard and heeded, and that I know it inspired me to do
additional research. And I, you know, it's clear that it's also a priority for our parks director, making sure that you stay informed as we progress with this. I don't want you to think that this is just going into a bucket set aside, that you've definitely been heard and inspiring some additional work on our part. Thank you for that.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Any other comments?
No.
Okay. I believe we can't have community comments on community comments.
No. I don't want to have. I actually have a community comment as related to the minutes.
Okay.
And then I'm one interrupt.
Okay.
That is, and it's only related to me. I'm not self-appointed. I'm here at the signature of the Neighborhood Association.
Oh, okay. Good correction on that. Thank you. And I'm glad you made the time to make that correction. Make a note of that. That's a good correction. We should know about that.
I make a motion to accept that correction.
I second. There you go.
All official.
Yeah.
All official.
Awesome. Chris? Oh, you're in agreement.
Yeah. Thumbs up.
Awesome. And the next, if we want to go back into our agenda item, the next is on park policy. And I just made a general statement of our support for some great staff work. And I made a note of the things that I know that staff has been working on regarding park policy. Is there anything that I know that you've done so many things that I could just create a huge list here, but these are the things that you've brought to us.
Yeah, there's some maintenance standards. Yep, these are all perfect in here. And direction with the Mediterranean Okra and Emerald Ash Borer. I'm working on updates for the website and working with other departments to figure out a short-term and long-term plan for that as well. And then there will be policies that will come up that Tara and I are starting to review. Like we did one review of our memorial policy, and we probably will have another update with the, even though you guys don't manage trees, we might be talking about tree. I have the tree code. There may be fees that might be able to be assessed, and so I might be using you as a bit of a sounding board on that, even though it's not fully in your purview. But it'd be great to have some, you know, your thoughts on it. So there's probably more coming your way. And then the IPM program is what we're also be working on. I just can't give you exact timeline. Trying to get through a few other things right now, but it's a really important one to me.
Integrated pest management.
Yeah. So we do follow those practices that for other agencies have. We would love to have our own, and that's the goal is to. Yeah, but I have had some great outreach from people, and have extensive knowledge myself.
So then, did the commercial use policy get finalized?
It's done.
It's done. Note that was completed, and then you'll implement it next year.
Yep, we'll be, and actually, I guess we'll be. Well, technically, it's implemented now. Yeah. And then Down to Earth has their own lease or long-term use agreement right now, annual lease. So that's, you know, so that is separate than what this is, but it still encompasses others who come in. They need to follow that.
Right.
Yeah. So really, I really appreciate all your work on that, and that took some time. But, yeah. So thank you, John. We're doing one little check on it, and then I'm sending it to council. Not that they approve it, but just so that they can be clear with it. Thank you all. So there's probably more coming, you know.
I did add a need to consider just expand communication package for mitigating tree threats.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted you to know that my husband, Dan, he said, if you guys build a task force that their mission, their purpose is to assist with communication around how do we mitigate the threat of these tree pests. I'm willing to serve.
Appreciate it. Well, there's a couple of things going on right now. So yeah, we will have our consulting arborist do some workshops with the community. They've done them in LO. And then also through SAB, there is, I'm hoping,
They're still working with the high school class to be able to help do some tree inventory work, and that's something that we're going to probably need help with anybody in the community. So they're going to kind of pilot it and see how it goes. That's another key. Yeah, I will sign him up.
Are you still on this?
I was just going to say, the parks policy, is there anything that we need to add or change or edit? I added the integrated pest management program to what we need to consider.
And that's with site over 2 years. It gives us that chance to kind of start really.
Sure.
So, so when I read this one and a couple of others, what dawned on me was also that issue of communication, like support the park and rec staff as they communicate to the public and vice versa, allow the public to communicate. So support that those communications about policies as you communicate outward, the outflow that we, one of the things we should consider is how we support communication.
Okay.
And I saw that in a couple of places, maybe. That we could be more supportive of outreach
and right to that list. How's that? I did add a few adjectives in there that you probably like with enhance the transparent, streamline, consistent, reliable
service. Let's see, transparent. Yes.
I added research, design, standards, communication, processes, policy, et cetera. So I added communication right away to that.
Great. Thank you.
And I know that park policy isn't necessarily ours to approve or disapprove.
Right.
I wanted to ask if this wording worked for you. Parks and Rec Advisory Board acts as a sounding board and accountability point for staff's work in this area, as opposed to the approval point. Did I capture that correctly, Megan?
I think so. Go ahead, John.
No, I think that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Sounding board, the common resource.
Sounding board, resource, and accountability.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's nice for us to know what you're doing, but we're not going to tell you.
But I really, and some of the policies will be small that I won't even bring to you, but if there's anything that could be of impact that could be changing any of our philosophy or not philosophy, but anything that could be impactful, that of course would bring it to you. But we have no reason not to share. We don't have a ton of them, but there'll be ones that we'll need to start as we go through when we see areas of needed guidance.
Well, I think I also tried to capture our belief in you that you are trying to enhance transparent, streamlined, consistent, and reliable service.
Absolutely.
This is our stance. This is what we're striving toward. I try to capture. So, actually, put a little.
You clearly did, and I really appreciate that you did. I'll be sharing this with our other CAG leaders also.
It's just, I think that I'd love to leverage the effort that City Council has gone to try to clarify priorities. I think that it gives us an opportunity to leverage that by saying, this is where we stand. And as a basic rule of thumb, they can look at this and say, well, if this is what they're trying to do, what we're looking at, is that in alignment? This is something we need to talk about. So anyway. Anything else that you want to toss on the list of what, the big policies that you want to take a look at? I think adding the integrated pest management program will be a good one.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else? And this is, I'd like us to think of it as a work in progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also added the under action work in progress. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the next one. Park spaces.
Yeah, round three now.
Yeah, round three. Take a moment to just read over the PREP general position and ask yourself, is this accurate?
Yeah.
It is.
Don't be decisive.
Yeah. No, that's good. Question. So we were going to do a trail inventory.
Yeah, we're working on that. Yeah, we're working on it. Trail.
2026.
Yeah.
It's almost like a trail audit.
It is an audit. Okay. Correct. That's a great way to say that. And the other thing I was wondering is in this section, is it great? It would be good to reference or ask a question. Would it be good to reference the Park Master Plan and Trails Master Plan? But we're looking at spaces as our guide, so we're not just like randomly looking at just general areas of the park. We may find an opportunity somewhere that you see or you care about, but if we use that as our guiding post to double check, and then I can review that to bring some ideas.
So we're kind of putting a fence around
a little bit, right? Well, we yeah. But like, for example, we are going to be looking at where we can do some either passive programming or programming outside that we have not tapped into, you know, just in general.
Yeah. I'm adding Parks and Rec Advisory Board aligns with the direction provided in the master plan. Parks and Rec. And then I wanted to work with. We've been very focused and directed staff focus for safety and maintenance of our current park assets.
No. Yeah.
And I tried to capture, I don't know if the words are right, but the master plan was very clear.
Yes.
That we're good on parks. I mean, we have
more lots of parks.
Acreage and park access for a city the size than any comparison. I just wrote Westland Parks are recognized as a robust asset for the city. We are strong in comparison with other needs such as recreational facilities, etc. So I didn't know how to capture that, but we've That's been fine. Really strong about supporting staff. Let's focus on maintenance and
Something I'm working on, I haven't had a chance to do a ton of it, but now I'm really excited where council's looking at the sustainability of our funding and staffing, you know, looking at a long-term deferred maintenance and how do we start, you know, safety first and trying to come up with that document in a way that's useful to be able to show what that is and what that looks like, playground replacements, turf, you know, ABA, all of that. So anyway, that's going to be part of it. In my mind, would be that kind of report and update for you all that I would bring to you over the next, you know, hopefully a couple months to be able to share. But to me, that feels like it could fit in this park spaces.
Yeah. It's one of the things we have talked about, because I know I think they advocated for is ADA, meaning I think that we're woefully behind in some areas of the ADA accessibility.
So the city needs an ADA transition plan. That's usually where those come in. The city doesn't currently have one. And so, yeah, so we're...
No, go ahead. You're
totally fine.
Does that mean we can't consider that? Why wait for them?
You don't have to, but where do you start? So that's what we're doing. Like an ADA, we'll just give you an example.
Yes.
This facility, we are going to be adding the ADA parking spot here because we know now and recognize that we need to.
Right.
So those are looking at those opportunities when they come up to take advantage of them.
Right.
Usually an ADA audit, whenever that happens, it goes through all of your system and shows you where your biggest risks
your
are.
Your assist, yes.
Yeah, so, but we want to take any opportunity when we are at a situation of either improvement or rehab, and that is already a top key and priority.
Yeah.
So you can list it out, you can explain it in here a little bit more.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, because, agitating. So I added staff management of parks is to ensure safety, accessibility, and maintenance of current assets, and then in the last column, Parks and Rec Advisory Board intends involvement in what did you say it was?
It's not
ADA transition plan.
That's a bigger initiative,
right?
And so, I just tried to use that as the explanation of how you usually go about that. You know, your markers where you need to fit and what you do first. And so, what I'm doing right now is anytime there's an opportunity, we have to do a sidewalk replacement or a curb cut. You make those improvements at that moment in time.
Right.
Yeah.
So consider for for things to consider.
Go ahead. Yes, I was just thinking yes, for go. Park updates or improvements to we're required to do, but in the ADA,
yes,
accessibility needs.
Yes. Yeah. Well, so that's my piece.
Well, it also has, yeah, parks and like, rec advisory board conduct a parks tour, noting ADA, yes, overall maintenance, yes, use, and safety.
Yes.
Does that capture that too?
I'm looking for ADA in both parks and rec.
Well, this is park spaces.
Right. Park but I know, but as we go through this, that's what I'm looking for.
Folks, any other inputs in here from how I'm making them as we go?
One of the things that we've done at Mary Hashem, the main trail crosses the road,
yes,
and there's a big curb.
Yes.
And for people that are in wheelchairs, and three, yeah, people that actually use the trails in wheelchairs that I know.
Yeah.
And for people that have kids on strollers, it's nice to have a ramp.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we've always built ramps with gravel.
Yeah.
And then we hired somebody to sweep the road once a week. And the gravel goes away.
Right. Why don't you show me that? Because I don't even know what you're talking about. So instead of you doing that, why don't you try to fix it? But if you do, if you do certain things that are called ADA and you're not actually able to do ADA, it's like you have, it's just, yeah, why don't you show me that? Because I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah. Because when I had my back surgery and I had that roller thing, I said, I totally have to. I got to get there. I couldn't go that way.
Well, you can lift it against.
Well, no.
So we talked about building ramps that are the kind of ramps you do.
That's talk with me. Expensive. Yeah, you talk. Yeah, you, yeah, talk. Let us do that. Oh, show me what it is and we'll work on it.
Yep.
But kudos to Megan. I pointed out a real issue regarding that. Mary, yes, yeah, and the next 2 days later it was fixed.
Thank you
for telling me.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
that's
what
John, like, you tell me.
Well, we just fixed it. Because it's easy to, you know, easy for us to do.
So we, in the priorities, is there anything else on our policy?
No.
Okay. Park spaces. So in our discussion last month, Waterfront and Vision 43, we said those are really two different things. And so I put them in as two different things. But so the waterfront, we have, of course, reaffirmed our strong commitment to activating Willamette River waterfront each year. We've said it for every year for as many years as I've been on this council. We support the city negotiation with industry and utilities, open access, this is in alignment with the city's waterfront plan. I did go to the planning commission this between our meetings to hear the presentation on the waterfront plan. And it is, for those of you who worked with Worcester when he was here, and then Warner, it's the same basic hope that we've always had of opening that up and trail. They've added a couple of building codes up on by the settling pond, but it doesn't have much variation from what we've been saying for years.
Yeah, like 20 years.
But it did have the community outreach on it to then ultimately get to the planning code changes for that area. That's been its ultimate goal, that, right? So
that's the difference. Mm-hmm. But the meat of it is the city as a whole really is committed to negotiating with industry and utilities to get access to the land. And I didn't see anything that was outside of what we have talked about.
Good.
I don't know how many times. So I wanted to share my report on that. And I feel like, yeah, I mean, it's, There was nothing out of alignment with what we've said, and that's in the master plan and hopes and dreams that we've shared forever. So you know, I love the thought that there are more people committed to this and wanting to see it happen. And so that was my analysis. I did have a little bit of I remember the actual steps taken by Worcester and Warner to try to make this happen.
you know, it's the same industry, it's the same utility, it's the same discussion. So,
deja vu, huh?
You know, you guys keep going. That's awesome. I did add complete the non-motorized boat launch at Willamette. That's aligned here.
Are there?
I don't know what else.
That was going to be part of my update.
Yeah.
Oh, no, with the other projects for waterfront. So, yeah, I can give it now information or go for it or share it.
Yeah.
We just had our planning, our land use meeting to update because it had been so long since the first draft went through. And so I do have drawings that I can pull up after we get to that point. But this, what the current bond paid for was 30% drawings to get to where we're at now, going through land use. And then at that point, then we need to find out if there is funding to move to the 100%. And then to actually to get to construction documents, that's 100%, and then to be able to go out for construction. So we still are quite, I think, a little ways out on that. The part that there is partnering funding that comes through Marine Board, Metro Local Share, that has to be used by 2029. So, and there's also the part that's exciting about Metro money is that there, what I'm finding with a lot of our project, there hadn't been a lot of outreach about what was going on or what the kind of feedback in sentiment was from the community. We went through the bond and they got approved that way, right, with council. But through Metro, you have to do extensive outreach to be able to move forward on those projects, which I think is going to be great. Just really improving our water safety in general. So the funding, I don't even have an overall cost of how much it will be to build all of it. And so I have it broken into three phases that I'll show you so that we have immediate need, middle need, and then the non-motorized boat launch part is kind of the icing on the cake of, you know, the third part of that. Because we need to get that ramp replaced as soon as we can. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's the highest priority because it's degrading into the water. So, yes, it's been for a while.
It works for me.
So, but anyway, but that's kind of, so that's where it wouldn't be completed in probably the next 2 years, but it's continuing to move forward on that because I have to have the funding to get to 100% design and construction. And right now it's 30%.
Awesome. So, for us, then it's provided input on the non-motorized. It's not going to be completed. As soon as you said 30%, I was like,
you know, exactly. Well, I mean, we don't know how much it's going to cost us to get to that 100, you know, so.
Well, even if you had it going through permitting.
No, especially on all
the. There's so many places you got to talk to when it's in the water.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You can't just pull one foot.
You know, I've got Willamette Greenway to think
so
about.
So it's okay to say that we're trying to complete it, just know we're not going to complete
it. Okay. Okay. Continue input and accountability for non-motorized propulsion.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Are you okay with this is in alignment with the city's waterfront plan?
Yeah, that's okay.
And then Vision 43. I just put in, let's review Vision 43 and identify considerations in alignment with the Parks and Rec Master Plan. I didn't have much.
I did have one. Can I go back to one more to the waterfront? Yeah. So I think on the council goal was the waterfront vision project.
Yeah.
And then the non-motorized boat launch isn't necessarily tied to that vision project. That's almost parks campus, park spaces, maybe just thinking of what that is, right? That's, I mean, yes, in our mind, it goes all the way through, but the vision project ends with ponds and it will continue and be contiguous. Just want to make sure of that. Just want to make sure it's clear. You guys can do whatever. I just want to make sure.
It's water.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and they were wanting to make sure that you were included in the vision, water from vision project that's occurring, that you're seeing this form and being able to have those potential future parks areas that would be coming in. So not that you need to change it, but I just want to make sure they are kind of two separate things.
Right.
Even though to us, it's all the Willamette.
I how about if I change the waterfront vision project and waterfront plan?
I love it. That's great.
That way, I mean, we see it as activating kind of waterfront.
Yeah, 100%.
In alignment with the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we good?
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. So Vision 43, I haven't seen this in months. I haven't looked at it personally. I just
really doesn't have a lot to do.
Yeah, I said, you know, we can review Vision 43 and identify considerations in alignment with the master plan. I thought that would be a nice.
And the trails master plan too.
Yeah, that was
just
yeah,
so that that's where yeah. We have all the trails, even if we're not in parks, that right now we're currently in parks and recreation management. So where Vision 43 comes in, it's not just the development, it's those connector pieces that connect with the transportation for by pedestrian.
And also kind of the traffic calming thing, and that's kind of where walking paths come in and all of that.
And then we're adapting a lot of natural spaces along the way. So it's not huge, like John was right, it's not massive, but.
But there are spaces. There are spaces.
Yeah.
Okay. And I appreciate, I'm sure that the city identified this as a priority for alignment reasons, and I appreciate that. So that's great. The last is community engagement and belonging. Take a look at our general position and see if that captures what we've said.
Yeah. Sure. Thanks, Mark.
I see you have the ensure the ADA access to works around the community.
That's great. So, okay. Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah. I got you double dip.
Family members, you know.
I got you double dipping in there.
I just wanted to make a comment. I think you could add on for number six in 2025. I think you can add the commercial use policy input, because that's all about ensuring that the parks are, for, you know, have the priority for the community, you know, while providing opportunities to enhance that with, you know, certain commercial type activities. I'm not trying to just fill in the blocks, but I think we've kept that in mind through the development, working with Megan on this. So.
No, that's a good comment.
I've wondered, has it ever been considered of having a youth member on the review board?
We talked about that.
Sometimes hard to get just because of the time of day, and I just wondered if that would be another potential option for having these actions.
We have the so many groups.
Yeah. And I was just trying to, the word inclusive covers a lot of areas. Yeah. And so I was trying to think of how, as we're even trying to make sure with our programming, yeah, that we're being inclusive. I think it's great.
Number one is my thing. That's something I would really like us to consider. And that is really putting together in 2026 a robust community outreach. Not on community rec. It's here's parks, here's our recreation. This is what is happening. And what's your feedback for this? And what's your feedback for this? And what's your feedback for this? You know,
what's our method to do that?
And I
feel like we have some of the surveys. Like there's always surveys. Yeah. But how do you get people to participate?
I was thinking focus group? Two things. One, some focus group efforts and open houses. And then two, it would be very easy on the webpage to have, you know, here are some things that are under Parks and Rec. Provide your feedback. Just kind of open kind of an open feedback portal that we can hear and that people know what's going on. I think that's the biggest complaint I hear is I don't know what's happening, so I don't know when to go to a city council meeting, or I don't know that you guys are looking at this or that or the other thing.
If people have to choose to engage as well,
right?
You can put so much information out.
So much.
So that's always a hard one that you have to choose to engage too. Think about the Offenlander one, right? Like, I surprised all of you, but it was in the newspaper. It was mentioned on council.
Right.
Like, no, but think about that. You guys are completely engaged.
Yeah.
We are doing a survey that'll be coming out in January or February about our programming. So we're doing that because we are getting money back. So I don't know how it would be interesting if you start popping random questions out. How do you get that synergy for people? How are they going to be giving feedback? I just want to make sure, like, we are going to be doing that because we want to know about our program. We want to know about some of our park uses so we can start evaluating where we're focusing our time as just been in conference. Demographics is changing too, as far as our baby boomers are becoming our highest demographic group. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, it's an opportunity. Like, we need to be shifting some things and making sure that we're optimizing that. So that's what we're hoping to get with that survey, find out some programming that we maybe you shouldn't be doing anymore, wasting your time on, you know? And there's things that we're missing. And we don't know where to, we know where we want to dream. We want to make sure the community wants us to dream that.
And I feel where I struggle with is like, how do we get to all of these people? You know, people have only a certain amount of time in the day, and who's really sitting around? Get on the Parks and Rec website and look at it. Like, what's the way so that everybody has a little mini chance to participate?
That's what I probably didn't articulate it as well. Forgive me, I've been working all day. So I was trying to articulate that when we were talking under number two. It says expand communication for medication treatment. My concern is communication out, communication in. You know, they used to say with computers when they first started, Gigo, garbage in, garbage out. Mm-hmm. But I have concerns about communication going out and communication coming in. I don't know how many people even know about the planning commission or the arts and council, the arts advisory boards. I just don't know if they know what we do or how hard you're working on all these programs, you know.
Well, they have to be interested.
They have to engage.
Yeah, the majority of people.
Yes. Don't be
interested.
I know.
Until it's something they want or
not. Well, then they get interested. If they're interested in a park, then we would go to that. Or they will get on the website. So it's there. I mean, the stuff that you want is existed on the city website.
Right.
All there. Anything you want is there. It's easy to get. And response is unbelievable.
But that's part of us. Yeah. I don't know that I would agree either. I think that's certainly more passive. I'm thinking about more assertive ways.
So can I help jump in here? So please, trying to make sure.
Save me from myself.
Well, no, I just want to make sure, so I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying. Totally, fully agree with that. The figuring out who is the speaker. So I have, right now, if I look at the city of Tualatin's, they have a full marketing department who pushes out their feeds. I have Alyssa, who's part-time, who runs all of our city events, who does our social media, who makes the brochure. Yeah. So we're deficient in our pushing of our own because we don't have the time. Right. We're actually looking at that right now because for me, I need to figure out how to get the word out more about what our programs are, what we're doing, all the things you're saying. We as a department need to do that as well. And so we're looking at how we can make that change. How do we talk to Danielle Moore, who's our city communications person, right? How do we do that better? A thing that happened with Offenlander, I got some of the results, not just to share today because I just got into council, but we did paid social media, we did article, we did Facebook posts, and then we sent out 6,000 emails that went out to our registrants and the rec desk. We got a spike of 700 of return in the poll of the survey.
Yeah.
So we have to be very careful how we use that, right? We don't flood people, but that's where our survey is going to go there. We know people who already have been engaged with us. They're going to the classes. We send it to the community in general to get feedback. But if they are not participating, why?
Right? Do you have a huge response to that survey?
So,
like 1,500.
It was like 12. I think around 1,200 in that. Like came in a 2-week period. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
But what I was trying to get at is we need to partner with that too. So when we get the push out, I will be honest with you. Karen does a fabulous job of sending. Well, you do, and Byington too, because it goes out and you see that extra push. Even the article, we were hoping that we fed that to them. We're like, please, can you write something on this to get the word out? So it's interesting. I'm trying to figure out how can we make it more known what we do, and so people can be informed to the best of our ability.
And in the concise manner that as we're all busy and we're on our phones and our computers, that they can get the info quickly instead of, and it's kind of coming at them, but they don't have to search it out.
Right. And people,
yeah.
And our website is getting updated in November. I'm actually even working on pages right now to be, I don't know how that rollout's going to go, but we're like, our text isn't right. It's like, it's all outdated. The documents are, it needs to be overhauled because you're right. You can't, I Google search everything.
Yeah.
I Google even our own website.
Yeah.
But I had the same problem like us because I had way more
money.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, so you have to find, like you were saying, how do you find those pieces to be able to get the word out? And we need to make it as easy. I put posters up in our main parks over in the survey just because at least people walking by.
Yeah.
If something's happening in a neighborhood, get it out. Like, so we're trying many methods.
The other, well, I don't want to get down a rabbit hole, but I will say the city does not have a protocol for their document control. There's nothing that says, whatever we're doing, we need a one-page information that goes summary. On top called the executive summary. And I've specifically requested it on a couple of things. I was like, we don't have anything like that. Here's a 50-page consultant's report that you can read.
Yeah.
And it's not you. I mean, that
would
be
the rec center. We did do that.
Yeah.
We did do that. I mean, so yeah. So
I mean,
are we talking big projects? We're talking day to day. It sounds like we're talking about.
My point is, if it is, it may be part of the requirements that we put on the project, but there's no protocol in the city that says, if you're doing something, always have a summary thing. Because mm-hmm. you say it's available, it's buried in a 50-page consulting report, as opposed to it. That
well,
be,
we can do that on our project. I can't fix the rest of the city.
Yeah,
let's not get too crazy. Yeah.
For us, I mean, we're supposed to represent the city. So I changed the wording in the last column to developed enhanced community input points. This may include community input sessions for parks and rec feedback, priorities, survey in January, focus groups, and other input points. Just that we have a responsibility there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying we have to fix it right now, but mm-hmm. I'd love to have an agenda item on one of our meetings where we actually have a communication engagement strategy. That's all.
And are you saying for the department or for the board?
For the board.
That's it. Just making sure. I was checking
the board.
That's great. Yeah, I love it.
The board. And we can, obviously leverage anything. But
I love it. That's great.
Yeah. It's like, you're not making me do extra work, are you, Vicki?
No, I'd love to. We have our planning too, what we do.
And then it has ADA and then enhanced Westland City. Parks and Rec webpage with some type of input option, interface with student groups, consider a survey distribution through Westland High School for student input. You know, there are different things that we could do.
Yeah,
anyway.
There's so many things.
And then I added, I just wanted to check this wording with you, Megan.
Yeah.
As far as what we did in 2025, I think it's.
No, Chris brought
it up. Chris brought it up. So, Chris, make sure that I captured this correctly. We consider community use of parks and recreation when reviewing policy, such as commercial use policy. So I tried to make it a little bit more global and use the commercial use policy as an example of how we
Yeah, I think that's good.
And we also talked about, in terms of outreach, when the leadership the ACC came here, we talked about coming over there to have lunch with them.
We did.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Have lunch with them, meet with them, maybe even have a board meeting where people who live at that ACC all the time could come and join us. You know, maybe open lunch for come and meet us and talk. Again, for the PRAB, like the communication strategy.
I'll put them in here.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. And again, this would feed into our 2026 plan. Now we tried to target
Mm-hmm. What are we trying to do in any given month? That we actually have some real substance going into that discussion.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a good lead up to that.
Yeah, you feel like you actually did something.
Did I get, you had a lot of notes.
I'm just making notes.
I just want to make sure.
You got it.
Good job on this. I have one question as we wrap up. Yeah. You referred to it in a way that made me feel like you see this as a living document.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
So can we note on here, if, should we be considering a date for active review of this document?
All right, this
a date is 2026
living document
For review of it, maybe in 6 months, 8 months, whatever.
I'll put review quarterly. It will be used to create the 2026 calendar.
Yeah.
Of meetings, calendar of meetings, and reviewed periodically, reviewed and updated.
Yes. Yes.
And
that's all.
I thought that, you know, this kind of becomes part of our plan, and I think that it would be appropriate to just shoot this to City Council, yeah, just to show that we are taking their priorities seriously. We have done some initial reflection and show what we've already considered going into the next year, mm-hmm, in alignment with their planning.
Does that work for you? Wrote, reviewed by PRAG and the City Council, or just reviewed by PRAG? Reviewed and updated
by PRAG.
Okay. And resulting documents to go to City Council for their review.
How about with communication to City Council?
Sure. I don't need to voice with you. Rachel, thank you.
And I'll take ownership for sending this in email from all of us to City Council.
Okay.
Just saying this is our initial, mm-hmm, taking it seriously and involving the city. Are we good?
Chris, you on board?
You awesome.
Okay.
Good. That was kind of a big item. I was very pleased there. Just wanted a very brief, well, you kind of did a lot of your updates as we were talking, and so I'll just say 5 and 6 together. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I would. I've had a chance to think about it.
Okay.
Well, Thermatera's fun stuff is that the Fall Fest will be happening on the 18th, so that's really exciting from 10 to 2 at Mary's. So we are very excited for that. We have been engaging more with our Eagle Scouts, and over at Palomino Park, there is still a large trail that's closed that's going to take a lot of rehab and some fixing, but we're able to work with them on removing some of the staircases that were completely broken down and rerouted the trail to be able to allow people to still use that area where they're not even using the stairs or walking outside, and then have them come farther into more of a flatter section. And we're looking at how we can get rid of the one other set of stairs by rerouting from the trail. So that's been great. We're also meeting with another Eagle Scout to look at another trail rehab. So that's what we're working on. And I don't, just for an example on trails, when I was at my conference, it's Willamette Lane, which is essentially the Parks District for Springfield. They have 1,600 acres and they have 28 miles of trails. We have 600 acres and we have 25 miles of trails. So we, you know, if you can just consider the amount that have been installed. So I'm going to be starting to work with the Eagle Scouts and Boy Scouts in general to start fixing some of our trail system, because that's really, really desperately need help with. So that's been exciting. We are going to council on the 24th, because now council meetings are on Tuesdays, no longer Mondays.
Okay.
They are on Tuesdays. To take the give an updated a work session about the lease agreement with State Parks for Marius Young. Still working through some language. Kaylee is sending that to DOJ for final review, and then we'll just give an update of what we've asked for, what they're able to help with. And I think I've given you kind of a summary of what that is before, so that will be going to council, and then a decision for an adoption the following business meeting.
It's taken me almost 2 years. My 2 year anniversary is October 16th.
Oh my gosh.
I have a volunteer waiver form in hand now to be able to. We have
really?
I know very soon people are not. But we got a way to figure it out. We have been operating without a volunteer waiver form. So getting into the heavy kind of rainier season, we do a lot of our volunteer work. This will really help secure the person volunteering and the city. And then I have been trying to get the transition for the arborist work between Mike Perkins and myself to our consulting arborists. We now are planning by January 1st to do that with our code updates.
Perfect.
One significant code change that occurred was the heritage tree ordinance portion. Is beforehand, if John wanted to apply for a tree and came to council, I would be bringing those to you essentially as our tree board too before they go to council. If we said yes to it, that tree would be deeded to the city as ownership. So if John wanted to sell his property, there was a portion of it deeded to the city. That has now been removed. For existing ones are still there. We're going to give them the option to come out of it, grandfather out of it, yes. Or they can to grandfather them in. Yeah. And they can choose to come out of it. The other piece that was honestly was a little bit nerve-wracking to think of, it's why we haven't been pushing it so much, is that the original code to have the city required to maintain all of those trees. We don't have a single funding source for that. So the 8 trees that we have now currently have not been fully monitored until we get a call from somebody. So I'm changing that as well so that we are doing that monitoring process with an ISA arborist to be able to go review those to see because if that tree were to fall.
Yeah.
So I'm getting ready to do some really big outreach on that as well. And then, of course, the EAB and MOB for insects will be working on a plan. I am meeting with a group of county cities around Clackamas County that I meet with every 2 weeks, as well as state parks and OVA, Oregon Department of Agriculture, and Oregon Department of Forestry. They're part of the Mediterranean Oakboard portion. Mary Shum still has not had a positive sighting yet. They're monitoring it. So my biggest concern is that I just want to make sure the community is aware of what other cities are doing, what state resources they have. But right now, if Karen has an issue with a tree, she's going to be calling me for resources. So when this goes out, I've got to be prepared. There's not other people who would be community. So I'm a little bit, want to be guarded on how I roll it out. I want the education to be there so people can be proactive and looking at trees at their home as we're checking our street trees then. So. And trees.
Now, is that out there, identification, something on the website?
I'm working on that. I've been working on it the last couple of weeks. And the nice part is they don't have to reinvent the wheel. I can borrow text and then
Right. Text
to the county and state agency that give you the resources for to go, who to contact. So that's all there, luckily, but yes.
Of course, I think of a Maritime, but also that big tree. I don't know if it's one of the heritage ones in the middle of Wild Rose that was retained there. Around the fenced area, yeah, big huge oak tree.
Yeah, in Marion Sound?
No, in Wild Rose by Tanner Creek.
Okay.
Park. Do you know that big huge oak tree?
I probably do. My mind is escaping me right now, but that's where part of this planning process would come into play, like especially for ash trees. We need to figure out what we're protecting, what we're letting go, and what are we changing out. And so a lot of times, just for an example, a heritage tree, even from Mediterranean oak bark, we would decide that this is where it's a financial decision. Right. That you could, in theory, say that we are protecting those heritage trees or large trees of a certain size and certain species that we'll be doing. We would be doing injections of those to be able to maintain them. And you look at that funding cost for, over the next 10 years plus. Ash trees, you inject once and you've got it for 2 years, so it's about $500 a tree. Well, so you figure out what you're keeping.
Oh,
when you have street trees, so say we had a row of ash trees, it's actually it's more cost prohibitive to do removals and replanting than trying to do that, because if you wait to do nothing, those are your big hazards, right?
Yeah.
They have big targets, cars, people. Mm-hmm. Now, open space, you have a different concern. You have fuel load of wood debris load that you have to manage, but you have to figure out where to tackle that. And so City of Lake Oswego is getting close to their overall arching plan. We were just talking at the conference with others. Everybody's just starting to share their plans so that we'll be able to not have to reinvent the wheel again. Right. I'm also making sure that we're doing partnering with what we have this kind of similar messaging, but it is going to come down to a financial decision of the city of what we are able to do. Definitely. With the oak, some of the oak removals. Like in Wilsonville, they have ranged from 8,000 to 35 based on if they've had to get a crane in, because you have to then leave it on site, either burn it, ship it to bury it, or try to chip it down to 1 inch thick.
Okay.
So it's like, so there's just like really some yes. And Emerald Ash Borer has been now found in Oregon City and Lower Portland and Multnomah. So we're all kind of just, we're known it's coming. It's just, it's a hard one to grab, but to put money attached to it. So, yeah. So, and one of these things with the arborist itself, it's coming directly out of Parks budget. And so I'm really trying to, as we move forward, to explain what that looks like. Like if we were to add a fee over time for, you know, not a dead tree, but say the hazard where it takes more of our time, what that, why? We don't, we literally, we don't have any funding set aside besides the body to do the work. So I'm working on that. That's kind of advocating for keeping those fundings just separate over time. So.
Wow, thank you. With winter coming, down for you, the winter coming on the trees.
I have one question.
Please do.
Electricity.
Okay, so we're in items of interest and feedback from board members.
Oh, yes. Oh, by the night. It's supposed to be all power is supposed to be up by the night. We found out in Bowman's notice that we did not have like a 2 o'clock, we found out that Mary Chung had no power. Soccer games going on, Down to Earth coming the next day. They were getting ready to do this large project that we were waiting for them to start, and looking at the repair was not even necessarily feasible. And so we talked with them about what was going on. We got porta potties in, not nearly enough. I was down by this when I came during the cross-country meet. Oh my goodness.
That's a lot of people there, weren't there?
Yeah, because we're meeting now, so only traffic.
There's only three.
But then they put two crews on it, so we've already got the shelter restrooms already open, and the one is over, and the other should be open by it's a Friday, right for the night that's tomorrow. Coming up. Yeah.
Today's the night.
Yeah, good. So thank you for that. I totally forgot about that.
Now, the question is, did we pay for that, or would the state pay for that because it's state?
Pay for what? The porta potties is what we're paying for. All that's PGE work. So that's PGE work all the way around, but we right now are having to build for the porta potties.
I get the porta potties. Yeah. It's expensive. The electricity, all the stuff they did to dig that, we're not
on. Oh, that's PGE itself. Like, it's not city. That actually was a PGE malfunction. Oh. They had plans to do that work anyway. So it's a PGE improvement. Oh. So that's not city or state.
Because that's what people have been asking me.
It's totally wow. PGE.
That's good to know.
PGE yeah. Project. That's a really good
project. I'm going to
be working on
the bidding.
I mean, we have to use the porta potties.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. That should be covered.
Yeah, so that's where right now we are
damaged. Good, I wanted to find that.
No, yes, please. We are, that's a PGE project.
Only good. I say thanks for the proof. Well, they finally built it. Yeah, it was great. The first day they came out, I was talking to them. They went, Bill, we didn't bring all the stuff. We got to go back and get some stuff.
Wait, which, what do you think, Bill?
Oh, there's a tool shed at Mary Ann Stong, and they just need to
be removed. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fixed?
Yeah.
They replaced the roof.
Were there any other items of interest from our board members? This is not important about anything, but the pollinator garden looks so great. And who's the gal that tends to it?
There's two. There's Sherry, and I'm sorry if you're listening and I'm forgetting the other person. My brain's just mush. There's two key volunteers in that. Yeah, they have their own, you know, volunteers that come in.
She was out there watering, and I said, oh my gosh, it looks so great. She's like, I helped plant most of this. She goes, these plants are going to live.
Yes. The homework update is really impacts Chris and Karen. But there, we did have a transient boat.
He's gone. I watched him motor away.
So, but it was the part that it was really great. As everybody's talking about the communication, what happened is we not only Karen emailed me, but there's the app that came in. And so we were getting information through the other sources. So we're getting lots of feedback when there's issues. But what it took, it was great because I contacted police and we figured out what that process would be, what we actually own and don't own. There was a transient boat down at Cedar Oak Boat Launch area. And so we don't own the water, even though our map shows, but we don't manage, own the water. And then there's high tide, low tide. So anyway, but it was great. It's a great work that I was able to talk with Captain Rollins. How should I instruct the community? They can obviously let us know, but anytime you see something, call LOCOM at the exact moment because they can get somebody there. versus somebody coming and emailing me and then they don't see what has occurred. But I didn't know if I should do that or not. So that's what.
Well, I've been calling the sheriff too.
Wait, what's yeah,
the sheriff's department?
The non-emergency police line.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, because it's actually out of Lake Oswego. Our call center's out of Lake Oswego.
Yeah, so
I've
heard
of. Well, I have 14 years of Lake Oswego, and our thing is actually technically LOCOM is what it actually is called. So LOCOM. It's the non-emergency number.
LOCOM?
Yeah. Sorry. Now, but guess what? Now you know.
Yeah. I had a question.
Yeah.
I've been walking Fields Bridge, and I'm like, there's only one on this side of the hill, so I need to be a little bit more active. Is there any, is there any plan on fixing the little fishing platform?
Actually is. It's going to be removed. And then we're going to build another platform near the beach area because it is not actually accessible. It's eroding away. That's why it's been closed. Yeah. And so we are actually going to be removing it and then building something that is more accessible.
Oh, good.
And lower and much easier to maintain.
I walk it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's just, I was on one of my walks. A lot of fisher people, and they were just complaining.
Yeah,
it'd be nice if we had that. So I don't know where the status of that is. So thank you.
Well, I'm sorry it's taken so. I mean, Mary Tim Bridge is still down. That's still down. Yeah. It's like, yeah, there's quite a bit. So yeah, that's what we're planning on doing. Awesome. The building that was built by volunteers. So
oh, actually, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's actually failing into the
right now. Oh, awesome.
And not because of volunteers, it's just the water rolls.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you know, that's what yeah, happens with kind
of,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for asking. Those were the questions.
Any other issues or questions from the board? Then our summary is we have started our planning process within the framework provided by the city council, and I think we did a good job with that. Our next meeting is November 14th. That's when we start our review of our progress, and then we. In December, we have to do the city report, and then January, we finalize our plan, and especially if we have any board members. So
November 14th is a Friday.
November 14th is a Friday? Yes, sorry.
Yes.
Small thing, but I think it's the 13th, not 14th.
Thank you. Sorry, that's my fault. I'm the one who did that. 13th. And with that, if there isn't anything else, we'll close the meeting. Nice flight out early. and in November, it would be great if we could kind of do a robust project, you know, as a let's look at the year, what's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
No, Vicki, I was thinking too about outreach. I don't expect you to go back on it, but.
Are we here?
We're done.
So we
officially left.
Tons left
recording.
Yeah.
Bye, John.
Thanks.